For this practice of mindful movement, coming to a place where you can stand, sit, and lie down comfortably, perhaps on a mat or blanket. If you have any physical problems, checking with your doctor or other health practitioner before doing this practice, and remembering that it's fine not to do any of the movements. Listening to the wisdom of your own body, and overriding any guidance from me if a movement isn't right for you at this time. Making an intention for this practice. To bring awareness to the sensations in your body, just as they are. Not having to push beyond your limits, or even achieve any physical results such as greater flexibility, but just paying attention to the body, tuning in to what it's saying, connecting mind and body together. Standing upright now, feeling the connection of your feet to the earth, the sensations of the feet on the mat, blanket or floor beneath you. Feeling the weight of your body, while also cultivating a sense of upliftedness, perhaps sensing the crown of the head rising up into the air. Aware of the space around you and above you, fully present, as best you can, to what's here in this moment. And as we begin to move, not striving or competing, but being curious about what's happening in your body and mind. Exploring gently your own edges and missing out any postures or taking a rest whenever that feels best for you. You can also imagine any of these movements in your mind, moving your awareness to the parts of the body involved. Making a choice in each moment as to what's right for your body. Now, turning your palms away from the body and slowly beginning to raise both arms out and upwards from the sides. Paying attention to all the changing sensations in the body as you extend. Noticing what's present in the hands, arms, shoulders, back and sides of the body. And when you reach the top of the stretch, fingertips pointing to the sky, experimenting with reaching higher, stretching up through the arms and noticing whatever sensations are present as you explore the edge of the stretch. Not forgetting to breathe as you stretch. And now slowly beginning to lower the arms again. Paying attention to sensations as you bring the arms down towards your waist. Noticing how your body feels standing still at the end of the stretch. And now embarking on the same movement again, a little quicker. Synchronizing with the breath, if you like, extending the arms upwards as you breathe in, and lowering them back down as you breathe out. And practicing this stretch a few times more. And the next time your arms reach the top, turning at the waist to the right, and taking the arms over to the right side, feeling the stretch perhaps on the left side of the body, tuning in to the effects of the movement in this and any other area of the body. coming back to centre. And turning at the waist to the left now. Reaching up over to the left and feeling the stretch through the right side of the body. Noticing any intensity in the sensations and perhaps having a sense of breathing into the areas of intensity as you stretch. Exploring what's okay for your body and going no further than that. Staying within your own limits as you explore. Now returning to centre. And lowering the arms back down by the sides. Resting once more in standing. Noticing any effect of the stretch and any evaluations of this being pleasant or unpleasant. As best you can, just being with the sensations, experiencing them directly without getting caught up in the filter of thinking about them. And if you notice that your mind has wandered away into thinking, noticing where your mind has gone and very gently bringing it back to sensations in the body, without judgment or criticism for having wandered. Now we'll do some shoulder rolls. Gently taking the shoulders back. And now up towards your ears. And slowly forward. And down. And continuing with these movements, making smaller or bigger circles with the shoulders as feels right for you. Now reversing direction, bringing your shoulders forward and up and back and down, staying with the sensations in the shoulders, noticing any tension here and any changes in sensation as you roll them. Now moving into what's called a warrior pose. Taking your feet out a few feet apart from each other and turning the right foot 90 degrees to the right and the left foot about 45 degrees to the right and bending the right knee so that the knee is above and in line with the ankle. Opening the arms out to the sides like the wings of an aeroplane. And turning to look over your right shoulder. Stretching the fingertips of both hands if that feels okay for you. Touching in with sensations, perhaps in the legs and arms as you continue to hold this pose. Noticing any effect of being in this position. Now, straightening the right knee and bringing your arms back down. And then coming into the warrior pose on the left side. Turning the left foot out 90 degrees to the left. And the right foot 45 degrees to the left. Bending the left knee so that it's above the left ankle. And opening the arms out wide to the sides. Directing your gaze out past your left fingertips. Perhaps feeling a sense of the chest opening. and straightening the left knee, letting your arms come back down, and now looking straight ahead. Legs hip-width apart, knees perhaps slightly bent, and standing still. Feeling what's present now. Next, we'll be coming into a forward bend, so if you have high blood pressure or start to feel faint, then missing out this movement. Softening the knees if they're tight, and letting them bend a bit. Breathing in, and then on the out-breath, letting the head drop gently forward, and slowly bringing the upper body down. Feeling all the sensations as you bend slowly and carefully forward, going only as far as is right for your body, and listening when it says that's far enough. And when you reach the bottom of your bend, letting the head and neck hang relaxed, noticing any tightening in the abdomen as you breathe, and remembering to come out of the pose whenever feels right. So getting ready to roll up again, taking great care of your back, bending the knees as much as you need to, especially if you have any back issues, and rolling slowly and carefully back up to standing, with the neck and head coming up last. Registering and then letting go of any judgments that arise, any liking or disliking of the movement, or any wishing things were different from how they are. Not beating yourself up for those judgments either, just noticing and allowing them to pass through as you bring your attention back to sensations in the body. And now bringing your body down onto the floor, onto the hands and knees. So the hands are underneath and in line with the shoulders and the knees underneath the hips, making the shape of a table with your back as the tabletop. And into some cat stretches now. First slowly bringing the chest up and letting the middle of the back curve down towards the floor, looking out in front. And now bringing the body back through the tabletop position and arching the back so the spine is arched like the spine of a startled cat. Dropping the head down. Now, again, your chest moving outwards and upwards, your belly coming forwards and down somewhat, looking up. And bringing the body back through the tabletop position and arching the back upwards like a startled cat. And continuing with some more cat stretches, maybe synchronizing the breath with the movements. At the end of the next cat stretch, coming back to the tabletop position. Now, extending the right arm out in front of you and the left leg out behind, only as high as feels right for you and not higher than parallel to the floor. And experimenting with stretching the fingertips forward and reaching back with the foot. Noticing and working gently with any wobbles and bringing the arm and leg back down whenever that's what your body seems to be telling you to do. And bringing the arm and leg back down now, if you haven't already. And exploring this pose on the opposite sides of the body. So extending the left arm out in front and the right leg out behind. Balancing. Letting go of the stretch whenever that feels best. And now coming to lie on your stomach, bringing your arms out in front of you along the floor, with your head resting to one side. Noticing where your mind is at this moment, and if it's wandered away from the body, acknowledging that and gently escorting it back to the body, perhaps checking in with the sensations of the face and arms resting on the floor, maybe the other points of contact where your body meets the surface you're lying on. And now turning to rest your forehead on the floor and stretching the right hand out in front of you and the left foot out behind. And when you've reached as far as feels right for you, experimenting, if you like, with lifting the right arm and the left leg off the floor, perhaps just a little way. And maybe also lifting the head up next to the arm and looking out in front. Allowing your arm, leg and head to come back to rest on the ground. And now making these movements on the other side of the body. Stretching out the left arm and the right leg. Lifting them off the floor if and when that feels right. And perhaps lifting the head up a little too. Now, coming back to rest on the ground on your front, your head to one side. Now, if you'd like to, stretching both arms and both legs, lifting them both up off the floor, remembering to breathe as you work with this movement. And exploring the possibility for lifting and opening a little more if that feels right for you. Remembering to notice your own limits and staying with what feels gentle for you. Letting go of the pose when it feels right. Remembering that we're not trying to achieve any goal here. Noticing any thoughts that arise about wanting to be more flexible or do it for longer or higher or better. Any tendency to try to push too far or too hard. Gently coming back down from the lift, if you haven't already. And starting to draw yourself up onto your knees and lower legs. Moving the backs of the arms so that the backs of the hands come to rest alongside the body. And the forehead coming to rest on the floor in front of your knees. With your bottom sitting on your heels or towards your heels. Taking a few breaths in this position. The child's pose, and perhaps directing attention particularly to sensations in the back and the hips and the pelvic region, noticing how it feels for your body to be in this position, and also any thoughts passing through the mind, coming back to body sensations when you notice that your mind has wandered into thought. And now carefully turning your body to lie on your back, feet flat on the floor, about hip-width apart, knees pointing to the sky, and arms alongside the body, palms down. And coming into the bridge pose, so pressing into your hands, lifting the hips and pelvis up off the floor to form a bridge shape, making the bridge only as high as feels comfortable for you. Staying with this pose for a few moments. And bringing your pelvis down onto the floor again, sensing any effect of the stretch. Coming into the bridge pose once more, lifting the pelvis. Staying in the bridge. And coming slowly back down again. And one more time. Now, bringing the knees into the chest, putting your arms around your legs to give them a hug. And maybe rocking slowly side to side or in a circular motion, gently massaging the muscles of your back on the floor. Now letting go of your knees and bringing your feet back down to the floor with the soles of your feet on the ground and taking your arms out to the sides to form a T-shape with your body. Palms facing down and starting to move into a lying twist, lowering the knees gently over to the right side towards the floor. And the knees may reach to touch the floor or maybe not, either is fine. And if it feels okay for you, you could also extend the stretch by turning your head and looking out onto your left side. And now bringing the knees back up to center, noticing sensations in the leg muscles perhaps as you raise them back up. Continuing the movement to lower the knees to the left side, as far as they will comfortably go. And looking over to the right shoulder, if that's okay for your neck, and feeling the stretch on these sides of the body. Breathing. Noticing any sensations. And any intensity in the sensations. And if there is some intensity, perhaps experimenting with breathing into those sensations. Or if you like, you could also try breathing with those sensations. So synchronizing awareness of the in and out breath with awareness of any of the sensations you're experiencing. Now, taking your knees into center, pointing upwards, and the soles of the feet coming to rest flat on the floor, bringing your arms to rest by your sides, palms facing up, and your eyes facing upwards. And now allowing your legs to come to rest flat on the floor, or if you prefer staying with the soles of the feet flat on the floor and the knees pointing up, then that's also fine. Coming to rest in this position now, the end of this series of movements, allowing the body to be supported by the floor underneath, letting go into stillness, noticing what arises in your experience as you lie here. Breathing in, breathing out. Just being in your body, held by the earth, continuing to bring awareness to what's happening for you in this present moment. And whether you're experiencing tension or relaxation or a sense of tiredness or of relief or of feeling energized or bored or restless or whatever variation or combination of these sensations in different parts of the body or some other sensations, just knowing these as sensations and allowing them to be in your body just as they are. Resting with a sense of acceptance and letting go into awareness of the experience of your body as it is now. Breathing. Resting. Awake.